Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Kathleen Abernethy is here. She's Executive Vice President for Frontier Communications Corporation. Kathleen, tell us a little bit about Frontier.
So Frontier is the largest telecom provider in rural America. We cover 28 states. We're growing. We've got an application pending to acquire all the wireline assets from Verizon in 3 states, Florida, Texas, and California. But our roots and our support are around rural America. So we plan, we've got this competition that we're running, and we're giving out money and support and advice to all these small communities.
Well, and you're doing a great job. And that's what we're talking about, folks, is this competition that they're working on right now. And they've got it down to 50. And I wanted you to tell us, Kathleen, a little bit about some of the stories, some of the proposals you've been getting.
Sure.
Some of the ones that maybe the ones you thought were innovative, but also the ones that maybe they touched your heart a little bit.
Well, you know, one was really innovative. They said, look, we're going to build a ball field. And I thought, wow, what's that mean? And they said, you know, if we build a ball field here, we can host all of the softball championship competition, and it'll drive visitors and revenue and money and jobs, and it'll really and improve lives and livelihoods here in our community. So that was great. Another one, right. They said, you know, we're attracting a new major plant here, but we don't have any moderate housing for people who want to work at that plant. We're going to invest in housing so they have a good lifestyle. And another one said, you know, our health care, our lifestyle isn't healthy in this community. We're going to do a big healthy lifestyle proposal. So, and they really...
And when they say lifestyle, they're talking about nutrition and
nutrition
exercise
and walking
things like that.
And exercise and not smoking and eating better and all those good things. Just really prolong the quality of the lives of the people in that community. So, and then some are into conservation and beautification of the local environment and the green spaces. They said, you know, our downtown's been neglected and we need to care for our assets and care for our community. So they come from all different walks of life and all different proposals, and it's just been very exciting and very awe-inspiring to see these teams get together. And when one of the teams that made it, they called them and they said, you know, you made it to the final 50, and everyone started crying. And the guy said, no, no, you made it. You weren't eliminated. And they said, we know. So it's great.
Oh, that is a great story. So the people who are making the application, who are they typically representing the communities?
So who they are, usually it's like the local Chamber of Commerce or the Kiwanis Club, and then they partner with small entrepreneurs and businesses in the community and maybe in the county, come together with proposals that will really help and expand service in that community. Mm-hmm. And they had to come together, had to be a single proposal. We weren't allowing the communities to split up, so it really drove folks to cooperate.
It made them work together, didn't it?
Made them work together and made them find new partners.
Knowing a little bit about small town America, they don't always work together.
They don't, and that's what they said. They said, you brought together groups we never thought would come together to work together.
Right.
Competing mayors in two towns.
This is going to be, I'm going to say, and you probably already know this. I know you already know this, Kathleen. The great benefit of this program is not going to be any of the money. That's going to be great.
Money.
That's going to be good enough. It's going to be the conversations you started, the conflicts that you've healed, and the bad blood that you've gotten rid of by just getting people to talk to each other.
Right, and the partnership. Yep. You're absolutely right, and that's what we're seeing. Groups that would have never thought about working together are committed to helping each other. So
well, and also you've been an example of that yourself, because you brought in partners that a lot of people might have thought didn't necessarily go together. And you've shown them how to do it yourself, haven't you?
Mm-hmm. And they, once we explained it to them, they're all in. They're very excited. Weather Channel is going to feature a lot of these communities. And Dish Network loves rural America and everybody.
This is great.
Very, very
this is great. I need a website, Kathleen. How do we find more about this?
www.americasbestcommunities.com.
AmericasBestCommunities.com. So check it out, folks.
That's
and
it.
See what's going on there. And Kathleen, thanks. Good job today. Good job in the program. We look forward to hearing more about it.
Oh, thanks so much, Jim. Thanks for supporting us with this effort. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Kathleen Abernethy, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. We got more to come on the Small Business Advocate Show, continuing to broadcast at the Insperity Invitational Champions Golf Tournament in Woodlands, Texas.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.